So, God does not waste anything. And I think that's what you need to be conscious of as you face your challenges, either in the family, or in the church, or at work, or in the nation. It's good to know that He doesn't waste. There's always something He wants to accomplish. The trouble is that the time that is happening, you don't know it. And so you get very discouraged. But in this instance, He tells Moses, all this hullabaloo is not for nothing. I know what I'm doing. I'm after the Egyptians. Getting children of Israel, that I can do in a moment. But I'm after Egyptians starting to know who I am. And you are my exhibit. You know, when you become a Christian, you agree to be an exhibit. He says in the book of Genesis, why were we created? Would be created in His image. What's another way of looking at it? We are created to show who He is. When you look at a photograph of someone, you are seeing His image. Oh, that's how He looks like. So a Christian is the image of God. He wants to use you to show the non-Christian world who God is. But for Him to achieve that, my friend, you might have to go through a very, very difficult time. Finally, when you are through, you'll start saying, hey, the God of Nganga is a God to be trusted in. The God of Nganga is a God to believe in. But what Nganga has gone through will not be comfortable. But it's not a waste. It's not that God does not love Nganga. It's that He wants to demonstrate who He is through Nganga as an exhibit.